From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Speaking in Germany Monday, President Obama ordered an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces to Syria.
A small number of American Special Operations Forces are already on the ground in Syria, and their expertise has been critical as local forces have driven ISIL out of key areas. So given the success, I've approved the deployment of up to 250 additional U.S. personnel in Syria, including special forces, to keep up this momentum.
And he urged European nations to increase their contributions to the coalition fighting Islamic State. Peter Cook, a U.S. Defense Department spokesman, said the 50 or so U.S. troops already in Syria have proven to be effective against IS fighters.
Those forces have improved our picture of the battlefield, made connections with local capable forces, and enhanced our targeting efforts in Syria. These new forces will expand those efforts and build on what's been working.
Earlier this month, the U.S. announced deployment of an additional 200 troops and attack helicopters to Iraq, where they'll help government forces drive back IS fighters. The U.S. has called for timely and credible elections in Democratic Republic of Congo. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said Monday Secretary of State John Kerry delivered that message to President Joseph Kabila on the sidelines of a global climate pact signing ceremony at the U.N. Friday.
The Secretary did emphasize that the U.S. stands ready to be a partner to all those that are committed to timely, credible elections as called for by the DRC's constitution. He also emphasized that the future of the DRC must be shaped by the Congolese people, all of whom must have the right to assemble and speak free of intimidation.
The opposition has accused Mr. Kabila of clinging to power and considering a third term barred by the Constitution. This is VOA News. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, at least 19 more people were killed and dozens more wounded Monday in a rebel bombardment of the government-held districts of the northern city Aleppo. At least seven others were killed when a car bomb detonated near a Shia shrine south of the Syrian capital, Damascus. In Yemen, government forces backed by a Saudi-led coalition recaptured the country's largest oil export terminal from al-Qaeda fighters Monday. They retook the port city of Bukala, which had served as an al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula lucrative mini-state. Nepal has begun reconstruction of ancient key temples and monuments, including a UNESCO heritage site, damaged in a massive earthquake a year ago. Officials said it will take years to fully restore the South Asian country's architectural heritage and rebuild hundreds of thousands of homes destroyed in a magnitude 7.8 quake. The South Korea news agency Yonhap reports North Korea is preparing a second test-firing attempt of a new medium-range ballistic missile just 10 days after a similar test ended in catastrophe. It would follow Saturday's submarine-launched ballistic missile, another violation of international sanctions. A military general in Burundi has been shot dead while dropping his daughter off at school. General Athanase Kararuza, advisor to the vice president, was killed along with his wife and a bodyguard in the capital Bujumbura. Violence between supporters of President Pierre Nkurunziza and his opponents began in April of last year when the president announced he would seek another term. The International Criminal Court, meanwhile, says it will examine reports of killings, torture, rapes, and other crimes stemming from the political turmoil in Burundi. Fatou Bensouda is the ICC chief prosecutor.
I will make my decision when there is a factual and legal basis to do so. If the legal criteria are met, I may request ICC judges' authorization to open an investigation.
More than 400 people have been killed in the past year. 250,000 others have fled the country due to political violence. Libya's new unity government Monday took control of more ministries in Tripoli, including foreign affairs, as it attempts to assert greater control over the divided country. The UN-mediated unity government arrived in the Libyan capital last month with the goal of replacing two rival administrations, one in the west, the other in the east. The North African country has been without a central government since the fall of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. The European aircraft maker Airbus announced Monday it delivered its first U.S.-made jetliner to JetBlue Airways. The A321 rolled off a 600-person assembly plant in Mobile, Alabama. While major parts are shipped from Europe, the engines are American-made. The plant represents a direct challenge to the lone U.S. commercial maker of large airliners, Boeing. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.